60. When they were back in paradise, Crow said he was going over to the hospital. Jesse told him that he'd instructed the nurses and doctors to call him if there was any change in her condition. "So, if there's a change, I'll make the call instead," Crow said. Suit was at his desk when Jesse walked in. He said he was still waiting on the subpoena that would allow them to search Richie Carr's Land Cruiser. For now, it sat in the big lot for impounded cars in Marshport that Mike Pearl let the PPD use sometimes, waiting for the red tape to part, somewhat like the Red Sea. Suit said that at least he'd gotten no sense that Ellis Monroe was going to slow walk them on this one. Jesse occasionally thought that red tape like this was a form of domestic terrorism. Before Suit left for the day, Jesse told him what he and Crow had learned in Clifton. "This is a big deal, right?" Suit said. "Not without proof it's not," Jesse said. "And do not mention this to anyone, including Elena." Suit thumbs-upped him. "You just need to find the thing," Suit said. "Or things." Jesse said it sounded a lot simpler when you put it that way. He had already begun to feel an interior ticking clock as he drove home from the station. Maybe he could stop the deal even after Ed Barone or Billy Singer ended up with the winning bid. But he knew the best way to stop it was before the vote. Find the MacGuffin. Did Neil hide it? Did Ben Gage hide it? And hiding it from whom? No one had beaten Neil O'Hara before he was shot, but it appeared they'd drugged him. Somebody had beaten Ben Gage. The same person or persons? Somebody wanted Neil's death to look like a suicide, but not Ben Gage's. He'd either told them what they wanted to know or not. He was going to end up dead either way. God damn, I could use a drink. The urge still came up on Jesse that quickly, that easily. In the old days, that was how it started. Quickly, easily. He got out of his chair and drove over to Marshport for the 6 o'clock AA meeting. He hadn't been in a while. But then the wolf hadn't been back at the door lately. The speaker was a Catholic priest who'd spent the last 6 months in rehab. 6 months. Jesse thought it might be some kind of world's record, at least from the stories he'd ever heard in these rooms, or when he was in rehab himself. Insurance paid for only 28 days. Those companies didn't have the kind of money the Catholic Church did. Jesse didn't stay around for coffee. He drove back home and turned on the Sox game and thought about calling Sonny. He even took out his phone and was about to speed dial her. But then he put the phone down as quickly as he'd pulled it out. Watched the game until it slogged its way into the fifth inning and went to bed early. Somebody was lying to him. Maybe more than one of them was lying, or all of them were. And him, an officer of the law. The town really was going to hell.